Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
In the second reading from our weekend's readings, we have one of the most powerful passages from all of St. Paul's epistles. From 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10, it reads, "That I, Paul, might not become too elated, because of the abundance of revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, an angel of Satan to beat me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I begged the Lord about this, that it might leave me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. And therefore I willingly boast of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" Now, we don't really know exactly what Paul is suffering from. He doesn't tell us. Some scholars speculate that Paul had a speech impediment, that he stammered. Others speculate that Paul has some physical suffering, some physical abnormality, due to the rigors of his ministry. Now remember, for 20 to 25 years throughout Paul's ministry, he endured a tremendous amount of physical hardship. In fact, Paul, in the earlier passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, tells us exactly what he's endured. 5 times at the hands of the Jews I received 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I passed a night and a day on the deep, on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my own race, dangers from Gentiles, dangers in cities, dangers in the wilderness and at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil hardship, through many sleepless nights, through hunger and thirst, through frequent fastings, and through cold and exposure. And apart from these things, there is the daily pressure upon me of my anxiety for all the churches. Consequently, given how arduous Paul's ministry has been physically, it's only natural for us to conclude that he's suffering from some physical ailment, but we just don't know. Therefore, we can only speculate as to what Paul is truly suffering from. But what we can take from this is that his suffering was so great that he had to write about it, and specifically address it, in his letter to the Corinthians. And so it begs the question, why? Why does Paul mention his suffering in this letter? I think what Paul is trying to do is teach us a very powerful lesson in the spiritual life when it comes to our own suffering and weakness. I think what Paul is trying to teach us is that in the midst of our weakness and suffering, something opens up within inside of us. And now we are able to identify with others who are also suffering in this world. And as Paul says, now, through Christ dwelling within us, now God can make us an instrument of His healing grace in this world in order to minister to those people. Now, no one is immune from suffering in this world. Maybe we have suffered in some way in the past, or maybe we are suffering right now. And the suffering can come in different forms, whether it's physical, psychological, emotional, even spiritual. Furthermore, I would argue, the greater the person, the greater the suffering. If you ever read biographies of famous people, regardless of what field of work they're in, whether it's medicine, politics, entertainment, sports, the greater the person is, the greater suffering that that person endures in their life. I'll give you 2 great examples of it. Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln suffered from a debilitating depression. You see that at the very early onset of his age when he was working as a young lawyer. Then later on, when he became elected as a legislator in Illinois, his depression intensified. Furthermore, when he was elected to the presidency, Lincoln took his depression with him to the White House. Now, one of the side effects of his depression was that he couldn't sleep well at night. So many a time, Lincoln was found roaming the halls of the White House in the middle of the night. Lincoln was also terrified to be left alone in a room all by himself. If that did happen, Lincoln would develop this overwhelming sense of the room filling up with the blood of all the dead soldiers that died in the Civil War, because he believed he was directly responsible for the cause of the war. His depression intensified when his young son, Willie, died at a very early age, 10 or 11 years old. After the burial, Lincoln would sneak out of the White House in the middle of the night and go and visit the gravesite of his son. Once, Lincoln even had the body exhumed so that he could see young Willie's face just one more time. And yet, Lincoln did not allow his suffering to get the best of him. In fact, historians would argue that Abraham Lincoln's suffering made him a great and compassionate president of our country. How so? Because of Lincoln's suffering, he was now able to enter into the suffering of a nation that was torn apart by the Civil War. Lincoln was now able to feel with great compassion the suffering of a country that was in dire need of healing. Furthermore, because Lincoln suffered the loss of his own son, Willie, now Lincoln was able to identify with all those families throughout the nation that lost loved ones during the war. Now, there were thousands of families that lost fathers, sons, brothers, uncles, cousins, or nephews. Well, now Lincoln could identify with their grief, since he too was still grieving the loss of his son. Consequently, this is precisely what led to Lincoln being such a great and compassionate leader for our country. Lincoln, deep down, felt the pain of the nation and began to work to heal our nation. When Lincoln's own political party wanted to punish the Southern states for beginning the Civil War, Lincoln would have nothing to do with it. Lincoln's motto after the war was constantly malice towards no one and charity towards all. You see, Lincoln understood this principle that St. Paul was trying to teach us right now in this passage from Scripture, that it was precisely in Lincoln's suffering that something opened up inside of him, a sense of compassion and charity that he never knew before, and therefore was now able to enter into the suffering of a nation. He was able to identify with their needs and then allow himself to be used as an instrument of God's healing grace to begin to heal and minister to a nation. I'll give you just one more example. Mother Teresa, she too suffered during her life. Her biographies have now been coming out over the past few years based upon her own personal diaries and her letters. Now, what's so amazing is that Mother Teresa suffered from doubt, the doubt that God truly loved her. For several decades, Mother Teresa really struggled with this doubt that God truly loved her. Now, you may find this hard to believe. Here is this modern-day saint who helped millions of poor people around the world. And yet, she did suffer immensely with this sense of self-doubt of God's love. Yet, like Lincoln, she did not allow this suffering to defeat her. Like Lincoln, she allowed her suffering to be used as a vehicle to help her enter into the suffering of the poor of this world. Whether it was the hungry, the homeless, the dying, the sick, all those who truly felt that God didn't love them because of their extreme poverty. Now, Mother Teresa was able to identify herself with them. Think of it. One could argue if Mother Teresa never had first experienced her suffering, then maybe she probably wouldn't have been able to identify with the poor, sympathize with them, and then be able to minister to them, especially those who felt that God had abandoned them. But that's exactly what she did, and that's what made her a saint. Oftentimes than not, our suffering, whatever it is, whatever form it comes in, may just help us identify with others in this world. Open up a level of compassion or charity that we never thought existed. And now, because of that, we're able to be used as instruments of God's grace in this world to help others. And I think that is the heart of the message from St. Paul this weekend. Notice, Paul begs three times for God to take this suffering away from him. Consequently, we can obviously conclude that Paul is enduring a great amount of suffering. How often have we begged God in the same manner? Oh Lord, just please take it away. I beg you, take it away. And yet, what is God's response? My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. In our weakness and suffering, God, yes, gives us His grace, not just to endure the suffering, but because of the suffering itself, now we may be able to do good and even great things on behalf of others in this world. Abraham Lincoln became a great and compassionate president because he suffered. And yet it was precisely through that suffering that now he identified himself with a nation that was suffering in need of healing. Mother Teresa, she became a great saint because of her suffering. And it was precisely in her suffering that now she was able to identify herself with the poor in the world and minister to them. St. Paul became one of the greatest apostles because he suffered. And yet it was precisely in his suffering that now he entered into the suffering of an early church that faced persecutions. Paul responds to God by writing, "Therefore I willingly boast of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may dwell within me." My friends, in the midst of our suffering and weakness, we too can do good and great things. Just like Mother Teresa, Abraham Lincoln, and St. Paul, now we can, in the midst of our suffering, enter into the suffering of others in this world, identify with them, and in doing so, a level of compassion and charity will open up in us, maybe that we've never known before. And now, through the power of God dwelling within us, we can be used as instruments of God's healing grace in this world to help those people. And may the peace and the grace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.